listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking today with Rosemary Pierce, a holistic pharmacist, and we're talking about the pH connection. And the question I posed to you before the break was, is immune health affected by an acidic pH?
Very much so. I'd like to approach this from two areas, and one would be that we need oxygen in our cells to keep us healthy. And if the body's pH is slightly out of balance, always just slightly low in minerals, what we find is that the oxygen getting to cells to keep them healthy and also, you know, to support the immune cells and our immune organs for the immune system, they need this oxygen. That's what runs the energy, the furnace in every cell. Dr. Otto Warburg, he was a Nobel Prize winner, and he did work on respiratory enzymes and looked at cancer. This also applies to other areas of our immune system, and showed that if the body's pH was out of balance and was acidic, we could have up to 20 times less oxygen getting to the cells. So not only does that affect the health of our immune system and the rest of our organs, but also our energy. Our energy is low. And that's another reason why I'm a big proponent of using alkalizing drinks with lemon in them first thing in the morning. It helps a person hydrate, get oxygen to their brain and energy, and off coffee. Because that's one of the main reasons people are so addicted to coffee is because they need that morning jump start. But it does the exact opposite. So getting oxygen brings energy, supports the immune system, and then also we have these minerals coming into the body. And we need minerals to run not only oxygen and energy, but to run every mechanical, biomechanical system within the body. Everything runs on enzymes. On minerals and enzymes, and those enzymes can't function without minerals. So it's so important to have pH balance in order to have the immune system work properly. When this acidic pH is happening, it's an ideal breeding ground for bacteria and viruses. They thrive in an acidic environment. And when our body is pH balanced, they don't have a good breeding ground. So we get less colds and less frequent infections. Colds just come and go much faster if the body's pH balance.
Okay, well, now this is coming from another angle. Does stress affect the pH of your body?
Yes. There's two ways that it affects it. One is what I mentioned just a little bit earlier around the fact that more minerals will get peed out. Under stress, the potassium and magnesium are lost. They're excreted and picked up by the urine and carried out of our body. And those, of course, are the two most important ones, the potassium and magnesium. So stress will do that, but also stress shuts down our digestive system. And our digestive system becomes less efficient. We don't produce enough hydrochloric acid and can't solubilize minerals. Our digestive enzymes are not there to break down foods and let us absorb minerals from the food. So stress is next to the diet, next to having a diet that is not properly containing enough of these wonderful fruits and vegetables with the minerals and buffering agents in it, the next most important thing is stress. And that's why I think part of the reason why hair falls out and why skin conditions occur during times of stress, hormones become imbalanced. I always work, when I'm working with individuals with especially women with PMS or perimenopausal issues, always get them to do their pH and work with their diet through increasing their alkaline minerals in their diet through fruits and and vegetables and alkalizing drinks as a very base to improving their hormonal issues.
Mm-hmm. So how would a person correct an imbalance in their body pH if they found it out?
Well, the first thing is to look at an alkaline forming chart. So to get the right foods with all of these minerals in them. And I've created a brochure that has those in that would be available in most health food stores. They would just ask for the Morning Rise and Shine brochure. And it has a very comprehensive chart of all the right foods in it. Mm-hmm. And that's also available on my website, which is holistic-pharmacist.com, okay. Holistic with an H. Okay. That chart is also under my pH section there, and there are many more articles that people can use and read about pH. And so eating those foods, buying pH paper, and religiously doing the pH first thing in the morning. A person can check it during the day, but it's only a little snapshot, depending on what they've eaten. But the morning, that first morning urine would tell them. And then it's also possible to add very high-quality minerals or alkalizing drinks. And I always suggest using not just straight minerals, but having the buffering agents that you find, for example, in lemon. Mm-hmm. So my mom, who lived to be 92, every morning I watched her squeeze the juice of half a lemon. And when I asked her, you know, why she did that, she, like a lot of people, knew that it was good for her, was passed down by her family, but didn't really understand just how valuable that lemon was. So as a formulator in the natural health industry, what I did is I took that concept of using the lemon and found a really good quality lemon powder made for baby food in Europe that's not had a lot of heat, processed under low temperature, and actually made a formula with minerals in it and the lemon so that it would be easy for people to really become alkalized first thing in the morning. And I've been doing with this drink now for about 7 years, first as a recipe, and then finally I was able to make it even more mineral rich and more valuable into a powder.
Okay.
And I know that a lot of people find that by using a drink, an alkalizing drink like Morning Rise and Shine, what can happen is they start their day with energy and then have a cup of coffee just when they feel for it, not have that need. So remember, coffee dehydrates us, and it acidifies our body. So first thing in the morning, it should not be our opening day drink. Mm-hmm. We want to do that with a lot of water. I use 2 cups of water so that I start to hydrate my body right away, and then add alkalizing Morning Rise and Shine. And I even supercharge it by using other green foods. So I add, I'm adding right now, I experiment and I, you know, change my super green food, but right now I'm using a fermented barley grass powder.
Oh, okay.
And that gets me the greens, the chlorophyll, and helps the digestive system, and also it's chock full of minerals as well. So it helps fortify. And I suggest that most people, if they did that, first thing in the morning, they'd find that their energy levels were much higher, that their skin and nails would improve, and that they would help their degenerative diseases, such as osteoporosis, arthritis, any type of joint issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of women find that as they go into perimenopause, they also have thinning hair. And this is, to me, the key answer to hair that's thinning, is to get the pH back in balance in the body.
Hmm. Does that work for men that are losing their hair?
Well, honestly, it's the quality and the thickness and the richness of the hair, it would. But then we're dealing with male pattern baldness.
Yeah.
And I've got a few other tricks up my sleeve for that. We need to really get the testosterone from not turning into dihydrotestosterone. Mm. So, yes, there's some very good products available to support that. And I think, again, if you were to use products like CrossForce, which is the one I'm thinking of, a Prairie Natural product, but always had the pH imbalance, you didn't have, your body was acidic, it wouldn't work nearly as well as if you worked with balancing your pH and then adding. And that applies for anything, such as taking different joint products. Balance the pH so that you're working with the body in its healing process. The body can't heal when the pH is out of balance because it doesn't have enough oxygen and it doesn't have enough minerals that actually act as antioxidants. So it's antioxidant poor or free radicals. There's too many free radicals, and we know what that does. It breaks the body down. So that's why I am so enthusiastic about you balancing the pH. And it's such a simple thing for people to do. It's a great way to lose weight. When the body's pH balance is corrected, naturally weight falls off.
Well, that's great. Well, Rosemary, there's so many more things I'd like to ask you, but we've run out of time. But I do want to thank you for coming on today. And I know it's been very helpful for me, because there's a lot of things you mentioned that I wasn't aware of. So thank you again. And I guess you can be reached, as you said, at www.holistic-pharmacist.com.
That's right. If somebody just even types in my name, Rosemary Pierce, P-I-E-R-C, and pharmacist, they'll find me. My website will come up, and hopefully they'll be able to have opportunity to look at the different articles I've written, and the alkaline food chart should help them as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for visiting us again, Rosemary.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Warren.
We look forward to the next time.
Yes.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.